AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In the Memorial Day address at Arlington National Cemetery, President Biden says Americans must never forget the price paid by troops who dared all and gave all to protect democracy.
For our democracy is our strength, the wellspring of possibilities, and the source of endless renewal.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky sent a Memorial Day message.
We, Ukrainians, will always be grateful to the U.S. and every American for an extraordinary support which helps us confine the Russian tyranny to the losers, those who lost to the freedom.
Russian missiles rained down on Kyiv around midday. The commander-in-chief of Ukraine's armed forces says all were shot down. Russia has issued an arrest warrant for a U.S. senator. Rita Foley on what was said.
Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said on an edited video of a meeting with Ukraine's President Zelensky that the Russians are dying and described U.S. military assistance to Ukraine as the best money we've ever spent. He appeared to make the remarks in different parts of the conversation, but the video by Ukraine's presidential office put them next to each other, causing outrage in Russia.
An Iowa apartment building that collapsed yesterday will be demolished. Mike Kempen has more.
Officials in Davenport say the demolition of what was once the Davenport Hotel will begin Tuesday morning. The collapse injured at least one person and displaced countless residents and business owners. It's not known why the building collapsed, but Davenport Fire Chief Michael Carlston says investigators are searching for a cause.
There has been some complaints to the structure. We issued notice and orders to have those repaired. The building owner hired their own engineering firm.
Residents have not been allowed back inside to remove their belongings due to the building's unstable condition. I'm Mike Kempen.
This is AP News. Donations to those being prosecuted for the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol are drawing scrutiny. Julie Walker has the story.
Some January 6 rioters are raking in thousands of dollars in donations. Now the Justice Department is coming after that money. For those who stormed the Capitol on January 6, 2021, it's not just a prison sentence they face. Hefty fines are also going along with it. That's because prosecutors appear to be ramping up efforts to prevent them from profiting from their participation. The Justice Department, in some cases, questioning whether the money they have been raising goes to their legal defense when they're getting government-funded lawyers. Daniel Goodwin, who participated in the January 6 riots and was convicted, promoted a website to raise money. The feds now want him to give up more than $25,000. I'm Julie Walker.
Thanks, Julie. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.